Today's sermon will be coming from the book of Romans. But we will be taking a detour today. In light of recent events, the Lord has moved me toward what may be on most people's hearts at this point. And so I'm going to forego the sermon that was planned for today. And we're going to be coming from the book of Romans, the 13th chapter. And we're just going to read the first verse. And in the interest of time, I'm going to go ahead and read it. Again, if you're trying to find the Romans, you can find it in the table of contents. Go to the New Testament section, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, and then Romans. Go to that page number and then go to the big number 13. That is your chapter. If you have an electronic Bible, it's even easier. You can literally look up the book. You can search it if you do not know where it is. But again, in the interest of time, I'm going to read Romans 13, the first verse. We'll be coming from more than that, but I'll be reading the first verse, and it says as follows. Out of the Christian Standard Bible Version, it reads as follows. It says, "Let everyone submit to the governing authorities, since there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are instituted by God." I want to come to you from the following subject. It should never come to this. It should never come to this. You may be seated. For those who may not know, yesterday, at a political rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, there was an attempt to assassinate the former president of the United States, Donald Trump. The shooter missed Trump, but he did kill another attendee. Secret Service killed the shooter, and Mr. Trump was treated for his injuries and has since been discharged from the hospital. This is all happening at a time when America is deeply divided. We are in a critical part of American history as the next election for president happens this upcoming November. Many Americans have strong feelings for and against both candidates. And apparently, one man's hatred for Trump was strong enough to attempt to kill him. I understand that the division in America runs deep. I understand that many Americans are afraid of either candidate serving for the next 4 years. Division and fear run deep. But it should never come to this. Unfortunately, America has an ugly history with violence and politics. Over our 248 years of existence, 4 U.S. presidents have been assassinated, along with numerous other assassination attempts. It seems that at times certain Americans feel that the vote is not enough, that, as they say, desperate times call for desperate measures, quote unquote. But it should never come to this. We should never condone murder simply because we don't like someone. We should never seek to kill someone because we see no other way. I'm not saying you should agree with every candidate or every position that the candidate holds. And I'm certainly not saying that you should do nothing and let whatever happens happen. What I am saying is that we should remember that this is America. And in America, change happens by the ballot, not by the bullet. It should never come to this. Now, in a time like this, Christians should be stepping up, but we must step up the right way. Unfortunately, many Christians will choose to react just as the world does. Some of us Christians will take advantage of this attempted assassination for political purposes. Other Christians will use this to fuel their hatred, for the other party. Some Christians will dive into conspiracy theories and get lost in who is responsible for this. And then other Christians will even wonder if this entire assassination attempt was staged. But the Bible says that Christians are not to be conformed to this world, but we are to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. The Bible says that we are in this world, but we are not of this world. The Bible says that we are to come out of the midst and be separate. Where am I going with this? We are not to react like the world. No matter what our political leanings are, it should never come to this. We have the mind of Christ. Let's use our mind, not lose our mind. So how should we react? 1 Timothy 2, 1 through 3 states, first of all, then, I urge that petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for everyone, for kings and all those who are in authority, so that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. Verse 3 says, this is good, and it pleases God, our Savior, who wants everyone to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Christians should be in prayer. We should pray for Mr. Trump and Mr. Biden. We should pray for all of our government leaders. We should pray that God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We should pray for our leaders' safety and for their health. We should pray that we would never be ignorant of the devil's schemes, assassination being one of them, because we never want Satan to have his way. We must pray that it never continues to come to this. But there is something else that we as Christians need to do, and that is found in the 13th chapter of Romans. It is important to note that in this passage, the Apostle Paul is writing to a group of Christians who have experienced levels of politics that most Americans cannot even process. Emperors who tortured political opponents while eating meals in front of them. Emperors who murdered family members just to make sure that they stayed on top. Emperors who declared themselves gods and demanded worship and sacrifices. Just crazy stuff. You know, the kind of stuff that we assume will never happen in America, right? But this kind of thing was business as usual in the Roman government. And you know the worst part about it? You know the worst part? You couldn't vote. You could not vote an emperor out of office. There were no political rallies every 4 years. An emperor could stay until he died, and they often did. It should never come to this, but it did for the Christians in Rome. So Paul is writing to Christians who have to endure this type of political craziness. But notice what Paul says. He does not say to to get a sniper and take the leaders out. Rather, starting at verse 1, chapter 13, verse 1, he says, "Let every person be subject to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God. And those that exist have been instituted by God." "Therefore, whoever resists the authorities resists what God has appointed. And those who resist will incur judgment. For rulers are not a terror to good conduct, but to bad. Would you have no fear of the one who is in authority? Then do what is good, and you will receive his approval. For he is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain. For he is the servant of God, an avenger who carries out God's wrath on the wrongdoer." Verse 5, "Therefore, one must be in subjection, not only to avoid God's wrath, but also for the sake of conscience. For because of this, you also pay taxes. For the authorities are ministers of God, attending to this very thing. Pay to all what is owed to them. Taxes to whom taxes are owed, revenue to whom revenue is owed, respect to whom respect is owed, honor to whom honor is owed." This is an important message for Christians to hear because in addition to praying, we must respect the government, no matter who is in office. You know, it's hard to pray for people you don't respect. Y'all figure that out, right? We must remember that God is behind the structure of government, and that if God can use morally bankrupt Roman emperors to do his will, he will certainly do that with our American presidential candidates. As theologian Martin Luther once said, "God uses crooked sticks to draw straight lines." Again, I am not saying that we should not care. I am not saying that it does not matter who ends up as president. I am not saying we should give up, and I am certainly not saying that we should not vote. As citizens of the United States of America, we have a voice, and our voice is in the vote. All I'm saying is that the final decision on who will run this country should be made on November 5th, not on July 13th. We as Christians must continue to have faith that God is sovereign. We must know that no politician can stop his will. The shooter obviously did not believe this. The shooter thought that he needed to take matters into his own hands and therefore take them out of God's hands. The shooter represents an extreme version of what most Americans believe, that if they don't do something about this election, then all hope is lost. But this is where the gospel of Jesus Christ shines bright in the darkness. We believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God who became flesh, was born of the Virgin Mary and lived for 33 years. He loved people. He preached the truth and he performed many miracles. But because of politics, he was unjustly crucified on a Roman cross. It should never have come to this. But God turned a tragedy into a triumph because Jesus was crucified. He was buried. But on the third day, Jesus was raised from the grave. See, it's one thing to dodge a bullet. It's one thing to dodge death. But it's another thing to defeat it. Therefore, we trust in the one who is still in control, that nobody can vote out, that nobody will assassinate. And as I close, Christians should be different in that we have hope. Christians know that the Lord is gonna work it out. We know this. Christians should not be afraid of defeat because our Savior already won. Yes, this election is a critical moment in American history, but desperate times do not call for desperate measures. It should never come to this. We should be praying over our politics, not putting politics over our prayers. Our faith does not lie in government itself, but in the God of government. No matter the party, we can vote knowing we have the victory. And if we spread this gospel of hope, you never know who will put down the sniper to lift up the Savior.